The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Squirrels and Robots, Episode 88. Thank you, one and all, for the birthday wishes, kind words, and support over our 20th birthday kind of event that wasn't really an event because we already covered it. Hopefully I read everybody's stuff, and though I cannot respond to each one individually, I did see them. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Wild Hunt Odin, for the generous snail mail donation, which was not expected. Like, it came out of nowhere. And thank you, Wild Hunt Odin, for all the goodies, strange foods from foreign lands, wacky movies, comics, and plans! Mysterious plans for a phony video game. Yeah, that was pretty impressive. Wild Hunt Odin put together some character ideas for fighting moves and all that for, like, phony fighters. Which, who knows, will ever be made, but there are a lot of good ideas here that I am reluctant to share here, because they are so good. So, good job. Also, thank you to John for the snail mail donation, Ashfarotu, Mr. Maze, everyone, Sora, Cameron the Corgi, I can't read all the names, because it's a long list, but thank you, everyone. And Lucifer, who once again bestowed upon us goodies, like Naked Raygun's new album Over the Overlords, which, of course, we have, but not the CD. I can't believe you bought a digital version of that album, you git. Hey, I was going to buy the CD and the vinyl, but it was sold out on a site I was going to get it from, so I had to wait, and I didn't want to wait, so I bought a digital version, okay? It's not vinyl quality, though! But it's swell that you didn't just download it and steal from them, so congratulations on not being a thief today! Dude, I am not going to steal from Naked Raygun. Are you mad? They're one of the most important, if not most important, punk band to come out of Chicago in the history of forever. I'll take your word for that. Alright, with all that aside, let's get on to some game news! PlayStation did their usual showcase thing. And they showed off a bunch of stuff that kind of looks like other stuff I've played without any real unique game mechanics being tossed into it. Hey, PlayStation, if you're gonna rehash an idea from ye olden times or something, how about a Parasite Eve remake, okay? Come on. I will say, I did not care for their use of Baby Metal's Gimme Chocolate in the Tiny Tina's Wonderlands Borderlands thing. It didn't fit. It felt all jank and forced. You don't do that. It sounds dumb. There were a lot of shooty games, too. And some had monsters that looked like monsters that were other games. Or maybe we played too many games and we've seen too much. And now everything starts to look the same. Yeah, and speaking of which, there was that one game, right, where the main character had this, like, Bayonetta vibe. But in, like, a Dark Souls type of gameplay. And I'm like, boy, we've been here, mate. Come on. Yeah, the saddest thing is I am most excited for a remaster of Alan Wake. I mean, I'm more hyped for a remaster than, well, almost anything they mentioned. That was a good game, though. Well, here's the thing. It was an excellent game deserving of a remaster, and there's a lot of games that deserve a remaster or a remake. Like GTA 5 for the billionth time! Oh, God. Yeah, dude, seriously, as much as GTA 5 and Skyrim were great games, give us some time in between the re-releases, okay? It's getting insane. I don't need this is our 17th week anniversary re-release of a game, okay? Ghostwire looked pretty good, it's kind of creepy cool, and creatures. Yeah, that has some promise, but we've seen footage of that, like, for the last year already. Again, everyone, it's such a slow roll when it comes to game development. Let's see, what else did they show? More Guardians of the Galaxy footage looks okay, but who knows, as I'm always skeptical.
The problem with getting hyped for a game is you never really know what you're gonna get until it's released. Will it be a broken mess of sorrow, or a game half finished that will be patched over the next few months, or was game made with DLC that should have been in the base game, but now got separated and it's going to be made you pay for it later. It's all broken. It's all broken!
Yeah, that's kind of par for the course right now.
But Vampire the Masquerade, Blood Hunt.
Dude, it's like a battle royale arena thing.
Yeah, but it's like a battle royale for goths, alright?
That's what Nosgoth was supposed to be, which took place in the Soul Reaver universe, apparently. And that just died. I mean, there's nothing more goth than death, right? Am I right? Oh yeah, and this is weird. They announced some kind of Radiohead game, which is like, what? I'm assuming it's some kind of artsy interactive project.
I haven't heard Radiohead since they were creeps. They were losers. What the hell are they doing here? In a PlayStation presentation.
God. Chia, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong, spelled T-C-H-I-A, kind of looks like a cutesy exploration game, but with an actual story, so that might be something to look into.
Uncharted Remastered Collection for PC! The rumors were true.
Yeah, so much for those PlayStation exclusives.
Why PlayStation put their games on PC now?
Probably money.
One word, though. One word, though. Wolverine.
Yeah, it's just a short trailer, but a Wolverine game is in the works, which hopefully will be as good as those Spider-Man games PlayStation has. But, I mean, they gotta make Wolverine gritty, like the Logan movie type gritty. Supposedly, it's gonna have a mature tone, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's the way to go. Like, all these superhero movies end up getting dumbed down for PG-13 and all that, right? Right? So, why not use this medium of gaming, right, to push those properties into the gritty realm from whence they came? I mean, you know, comic books were really dark, you know? How about now, though? I mean, are Marvel and DC comics as dark as they used to be, or no?
Oh, dude, I have no idea. I haven't picked up a Marvel or DC comic since, like, Death, the High Cost of Living.
Wow!
Getting back to Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 is coming out and Venom is going to get tossed into it, but don't get your hopes up because it's not expected to be released until 2023. So, yep, gonna be a while.
You know, I will say, it's a bit annoying, right? Like, they show us this gameplay and it's like, oh wow, that was like their best presentation. And then like 6 months later, they show the game again and everyone's like, oh, that was their best presentation. And then they do it another 6 months later and they're like, oh, Spider-Man 2, look, here's an extra 10 seconds of footage. Oh, best presentation ever!
I mean, it's like everyone forgot that this has been shown for the last 3 years, you know? You know what I'm saying?
It's like that with every game!
Yeah, this is true, because, alright, the next game, technically, wasn't a big surprise, because if you played through God of War, you would know God of War Ragnarok is coming out, okay? It'll probably be a safe bet, as the first one was really good, but, of course, there's no release date, so I'm going with 2023, maybe?
All right. Let's recap, all right? We got Spider-Man 2, right? Wolverine Uncharted Remastered Collection, right? We got God of War Ragnarok, and that racing game I'll have no interest in because I can't drive.
I mean, yeah, all right. Fine, all around they had some good things to show off, but we ain't seen these for, like, a year. They could have just kept their mouth shut and then told us in the end of 2022 that this stuff was coming out in 2023, and then we could have been hyped all over again, but they're gonna do that anyway. Whatever. So I'm not really hyped about anything with the exception of Destroy All Humans 2, which is getting a remake. Yes, so that is pretty sweet. So for those who like that series or those type of games, look into it. Of course, no real release date yet, but it should be on every platform, so yay. I know it's sad, but I personally get excited for games from ye olden times that could just be fun without people whining about context and messages and all that annoying real-world BS we don't need in video games. You want an artsy game that covers topics that are realistic to the real world? Go out and live life, okay? That's an interactive game in and of itself, okay? And technically, it's a roguelike, okay? So if you die once, that's over. If you believe in reincarnation, then you could start again, but
the real world does have a way of just mucking things up, doesn't it? Like, I just want games to be games, you know? I don't care if there's some really over-sexualized character in a fighting game. I don't care if there's some weird, archaic narrative or, you know, just make a game that's fun. Fun! A little crass, too. I like crass and edgy humor, you know? But I don't know. Again, the real world does not belong in my games.
Speaking of the quote-unquote real world, The Matrix 4 got a trailer, and I'm not sure if I care, as it seems to be more of the last three films, which people may like, but who the hell knows, so that's a thing if you need to see that. But again, I'm gonna wait until it's streaming somewhere, because I was kinda on the Matrix hype train when it originally came out, and that hype started slacking off real quick. So, yeah, I guess they're gonna Star Wars The Matrix now and just oversaturate everything. But whatever, I hope it's good, but
I've calculated its probability of sucking, and it is a rather low 31% chance of being trash, with a 56% chance of being better than Matrix Revolutions.
You know, I wish Leslie Nielsen was still alive to do a Matrix parody.
Oh my god, that would be brilliant! Leslie Nielsen? What? He is way too serious an actor for parody.
You what?
Well, wasn't he Darkman and then Qui-Gon in Star Wars and that kind of thing? Not funny.
Oh, God. Dude, that is Liam Neeson, or whatever. Not Leslie Nielsen.
Ow! Dyslexia strikes again!
Well, I mean, honestly, I would love to have seen Leslie Nielsen, right? Play Qui-Gon in those Star Wars movies, you know? Probably would have made that trilogy a bit more palatable, you know? Because, I mean, we all laugh at it anyway. Why don't you just go right into it and be like, all right, Leslie Nielsen is Qui-Gon, yeah, you know? And make Weird Al, right? Weird Al Yankovic, right? You make him either Obi-Wan Kenobi or Anakin. I think Obi-Wan would be better, but I kind of would like to see him take on Anakin. Like, oh, I'm the strongest Jedi ever, so powerful, and breaks out the accordion and starts singing a long, long time ago in a galaxy far away, you know? That little parody song he did. I miss you, Anakin guy. That's that song. It's great. Oh my god, are you done? But speaking of dumb movies, that movie Twins, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, is somehow getting a sequel called Triplets, with Tracy Morgan as the third triplet.
What the words can I find to say how is this a thing? I mean, it was good for a laugh in the 80s, but I mean, come on!
Yeah, folks, let that fester in your minds a bit, okay? A sequel to Twins, with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito reprising their roles, with Tracy Morgan being added to the cast. It's supposedly in the works. You think about that, okay? Just sit on it. Think.
I choose not to.
Also, the Disney Plus Hawkeye series rolled out a trailer that kind of looks like a holiday-themed Bring Your Daughter to Work Day Marvel movie buddy comedy, which is all sorts of what, but whatever, people will watch it because, you know, Marvel.
I do like Marvel.
Yeah, but much like every other Disney property, things are getting a bit oversaturated. So, yeah.
Speaking of oversaturated, does Genshin Impact roll out a new character like every month? I mean, oi, don't give me a new character if their abilities and mechanics are similar to another character. Right, give me something new.
Yeah, well, if I've learned anything from games like that, is that they totally try to squeeze as much money out of the waifu collectors as humanly possible.
Yeah, but all right, sometimes you just have to say, no, I'll have enough waifus, you know? I thought you could never have enough waifus, but you could only have one best girl. Well, I mean, if you're going to believe the internet, right, yeah, then yes, all right. But, and by the way, Sue Metal, best girl, no contest.
Yeah, whatever. But speaking of waifus, Kony Can't Communicate, the animated series, apparently will air on Netflix outside Japan starting October 21st. So finally, something I want to watch lands on a service I actually pay for. It's amazing. The stars are aligned.
You know, it'd be nice if they release a Blu-ray or something of that, you know, like a collection. But a complete collection, right? Japan has a really bad habit of kind of like, here's three episodes on a disc, you know, and a sticker. I don't want that. I want the whole thing.
Yeah, whatever. But speaking of Netflix, they apparently ordered 8 episodes for a Grendel series.
Grendel? You mean that old comic from, like, the 90s? That Grendel?
Yeah, kind of an odd choice, but, hey, dude, at least they dug through the crates on that one.
I want Sam and Max freelance police series and the Flaming Carrot, and I want Beetlejuice cartoons again, please.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of surprising, actually.
What?
What? Well, alright, yeah, I'm surprised that no one has pushed out a Beetlejuice series yet, right? Like, you know, there's that musical, right? There was that rumored second movie that has just been in limbo forever, so I think that's DOA. But at this point, why not make a series, like a better live-action version of the animated series? You toss Michael Keaton in there, and yo, you're good. I would watch that.
Michael Keaton could totally do that again. Mikey K, do it for the fans and money.
Yeah, but look, just saying, for next Halloween, assuming Netflix doesn't give us our own series, hint, hint, maybe start working on a Beetlejuice Netflix original. Why not? What else are you doing with your loads of money? Not giving it to me. Come on. But whatever. We're gonna wrap this up, so...
Wait! I didn't get to tell people about my throat doctor punches.
What? No, remember he had that throat doctor appointment, right? You know, to kind of check out his throat, right? Because it's been broken. So he did that, right? He did the responsible thing, and he went to the doctor. Okay, all right, whatever. What did the doctor say?
Well, after a bunch of scopes and pokes, I seem to be okay. I gotta watch what I eat, and cut back on junk food, and caffeine, and...
Dude, you're like 90% junk food and caffeine.
With 10% pharmaceuticals, thank you very much. I have a very diverse heritage.
Wow. Well, great, you're not dying. Finally, we're leaving an episode on a good note. Later, everyone, be well, stay smart, support the stuff you love.
Like this! But what if they don't love us?
I don't know, then give us money to shut us up then, okay? Start prepping for Halloween if you haven't already. Even if it may not be a super social one this year, which it shouldn't be, you can still liven things up for close friends and family, so don't slack off, you know? Because we want to get Halloween to the way it used to be, pre-pandemic, you know?
Also, buy candy.
You just said you cannot eat junk food.
Candy isn't junk food. It's mythical treats from the gods. You fool! Ah!
Oh, God. Later, everyone. Thanks for the support. Everyone, back to work!
Don't I get a no days off? Go.